Bob, let's move on to our Unsung Hero of the Week award. And again, we're going back to last week for a player, maybe a little lesser known, but might become a little more known now based on his performance last week. Who was your unsung hero from week 17?
Well, to me, Chris, it was a no-brainer because I was watching the game. And anyone who was watching the Philly Giant game saw Boston Scott. You got to love the name Boston. A guy named Boston playing in Philadelphia, right, Chris? But he was just terrific. You know, this is a guy, okay, this was a guy, he's only been in the league a couple years now. He's out of Louisiana Tech, Chris. If you look at his college stats, did pretty well in college. He actually improved each year, from his sophomore year and, but was overlooked as far as a pro player strictly because of his size, Chris. He's about 5'6". But he's 200 pounds, and people don't realize he was a high school state champion in weightlifting. So you know this guy is incredibly strong. But still going into that game last week, you know, he really hasn't had a lot of reps. I think with what he did last week, he only has 60 carries on the entire year. But he scored 3 touchdowns. And, I mean, even as a receiver, Chris, came out of the backfield to 4 receptions for 84 yards. And just to see this small guy, but, you know, strong guy, do what he did. He was a 6th-round pick by the Saints. And if you read his biography, same kind of thing, Chris. Was in the Saints camp, waived, practice squad, signed by Philly, waived, practice squad. Comes back just because of all Philadelphia's injuries. And we know they're incredible. How they got to the playoffs with these injuries is incredible. It's an amazing story. But he comes in and does what he does. 3 touchdowns last week on the ground and then 84 yards receiving. It was great to see a guy like that. And maybe this is how he's going to make his mark in the NFL. If he doesn't stay in Philly, Chris, I'm sure some team can use a guy like that. He reminds you of Sproles a lot.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was thinking. I certainly was keeping my eye on that game as well. And saw what he was able to do. And that's the exact guy I thought of. You know, they lose Sproles for the season and they get a younger version of him in Boston Scott. So yeah, I'm with you. I think that's a great unsung hero. My guy, and this guy that I unfortunately watched run over my Steelers, is Gus Edwards, running back from the Ravens. And they rested Mark Ingram and Evans ran through the Steelers defense like they weren't even there. I mean, 21 carries, 130 yards, kind of an eye-popping 6.2 yards per carry against that Steelers defense. And as a team, the Ravens rushed for 223 yards in that game, which was ridiculous for a Steelers defense that, was facing a bunch of Ravens backups, including RG3 in a game that they had to win and, just didn't really show up at all. But Edwards, Bob, he's an undrafted free agent. Kids out of Rutgers. He comes in, he'd rushed for 114 yards on 8 attempts. Earlier this season in a game against Houston. Now that was in large part aided by a 63-yard touchdown run late in the fourth quarter of that game and what was a blowout win over the Texans. But, marginally used, comes in and does a great job with Ingram on the sidelines. A big guy, 6'1", 238. He broke a bunch of tackles, did a great job moving the chains for the Ravens. And like I say, the Steelers just had no answer for him. Every time he touched the ball, he was moving the chains. So, he gets my unsung hero of the week award. To your point about Boston Scott, you know, if this guy becomes, an available free agent, my goodness, a bunch of teams got to jump on this guy. And I sure would like the Steelers to be one of them. What a great job he did against the Steelers last week.